Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following excerpt from a speech. It's an honor to speak to you all today. My company, Maxwell Engineering, has been trusted with the construction of a tunnel to link Dixon Highway with the site of the new Halliwell Research Institute. And in a few moments, I'll give the command to start work. I cannot say enough about Halliwell Research Institute. It's a world-renowned organization which is responsible for many amazing breakthroughs in medicine and public health. In addition, this new facility will provide well-paid jobs to a large number of local residents, contributing to the local economy. Number 1. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 2. What does the speaker mean when he says, I cannot say enough about Halliwell Research Institute? Number 3. What does the speaker say about Halliwell Research Institute? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to Euroflavor's Juice Factory. My name is Janet Fox. I'll be your tour guide today. Euroflavors is one of the leading manufacturers of beverages in Europe. We are proud to offer the highest quality drinks made from organically grown fruits. Today, I'm going to show you some sophisticated areas of our plant. The tour starts at exactly 10 a.m. in this theater room and will end at 11:30 a.m. First, we'll watch a 10-minute video featuring the whole operation of this plant. I think you'll find it quite interesting. Then, we'll visit the processing section, spending half an hour there. After that, we'll move on to the packaging section and finally to the storage section. Towards the end of the tour, we'll have the chance to taste several of our products.
Number 4. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 5. According to the talk, what time will the event end? Number 6. According to the talk, which is the last place to be visited? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following speech.
Now we'd like to announce the newest member of our project team, Dr. Amanda Peterson. She is the Director of Permanent Stress Relief, a corporate counseling facility in Orlando, Florida. The facility offers tailor-made programs to many of the large corporations in the region. She also holds workshops targeting not only office workers, but also students, housewives, and retirees. In view of her experience, we think that she'll be the perfect person to develop our new counseling services. We'd like to give all of you an opportunity to talk with her, so we're planning to have a welcome dinner party with her on Wednesday. Those of you who wish to participate in the event should email me.
Number 7. What is the purpose of this talk? Number 8. What is mentioned about Dr. Peterson? Number 9. What will happen on Wednesday?